cardiac arrest is actually caused by a number of factors. It's simply when the heart stops beating. That can be due to a number of things. That can be due to a heart attack. That can be due to a genetic reason to just go into cardiac arrest, like if long QT syndrome, that's something that can cause that. And in this particular case, it's not confirmed as yet, but it was suspected that for Mr. Hamlin, he had a condition that occurred to him called commotio cordis, which essentially is when you get a large thump to the chest that occurs just at that moment in the cardiac cycle, the rhythm cycle, where it triggers the heart to go into a cardiac arrest. So they may not necessarily have an underlying cardiac issue, but, you know, so in his particular case, that was the cause. But cardiac arrest simply is when the heart stops beating for a number of reasons.
Now, something like the hit to the chest, right, is it specific to a part of the chest? It seems like such an unfortunate combination of factors for him.
Right. So usually it's definitely has to be in the what we call the substernal area, right, in the breastplate or to the left of the chest where the heart is, because essentially the heart is getting that energy from that hit. And it occurs just at that time in the cardiac cycle, where then sends the heart into what we call a VTAC or V-fib arrest, which is what is suspected to have happened to Mr. Hamlin.
What about recovering from it? I'm looking at this young man at peak condition in his 20s, elite athlete. I'm guessing that there's going to be cardiac rehab in his future. What's recovery from it like?
Right. So, of course, Mr. Hamlin, as you mentioned, is an elite athlete. So he's not typically like the rest of us. But certainly, having had that happen to you on cardiac arrest, so the first thing as a cardiologist is to find out, is this is an underlying condition that has caused this young man to go into cardiac arrest. One of the things that we're very concerned about, especially for athletes in the U.S., is something called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, where for genetic reasons, the heart becomes very thick, and that can be a risk factor. I'm not saying he had that. We don't know. The doctors who took care of him, I'm sure, would have looked for that. The other thing that we also look for is if you've had like an underlying blockage in the vessels of the heart. So you'd have done like a cardiac catheterization or an angiogram. And then looking for valvular disease, is there any underlying valvular condition? So assuming that Mr. Hamlin has a structurally normal heart, his recovery should be much faster than someone who has an underlying condition. Because he's been, you know, in the hospital for a week, he is deconditioned relatively to what his normal, you know, activity is. So he's going to need some recovery period and rehab definitely. And definitely to get back to his energy where he was before will take some time. But, you know, it's up to himself how he feels, right? His family, his physicians, and what they recommend about going back to play. Because that's a decision that I think, you know, has a number of factors that have to be considered if he does decide to do that.
All right, well, let's talk about us mere mortals with a cardiac arrest, the kind of role that age or physical condition can play in the entire process. What might cause a cardiac arrest, and depending on where you are in life and how you are in health, your prognosis and your recovery might be.
Right. So, I mean, in the U.S., the number one cause of death is heart disease, right? That's at least 500,000 people die of heart disease each year. And that's one person every 36 seconds, which is remarkable. The primary cause of heart disease or heart death from heart disease is what we call coronary artery disease, which is basically hardening of the arteries where within the vessels of the heart, there's buildup of plaque over the number of years, the blood flow gets cut off and the person ends up having a heart attack. That can manifest as a cardiac arrest. And most cardiac arrests in the U.S. is due to that condition. Other causes, as I had mentioned earlier, valvular disease, if you've had a very tight valve, less likely if you have a leaky valve, but definitely if you have a very tight valve, or if you have an underlying structural issue that I had mentioned with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, amongst other things, because there are other genetic issues like can cause familial arrhythmic conditions such as long QT syndrome and other arrhythmic causes. But getting to the main cause, which is coronary artery disease, a lot of that can be prevented through lifestyle changes, making sure HA, American Heart Association Life Essential Aids, blood pressure management, glucose management, making sure that you have an active lifestyle, making sure that your cholesterol levels are controlled, tobacco smoking definitely, you know, for smokers should quit, limiting your alcohol intake, getting adequate exercise, and of course, getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep. So those are the HA essential 8. You know, of course, that also involves seeing your doctor to get these things done. And certainly if you've had heart disease diagnosed, then taking your medications, having that dialogue with your physician if you're having issues with your meds. If you're having symptoms, definitely get checked.